Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us. You know, all the news today was about the Senate GOP and the new health care bill that they rolled out, 142 pages worth. And also today, AARP Iowa released new survey data highlighting the deep divide between Americans and Washington politicians over health care policies important to older Americans. On our newsmaker line is Anthony Carroll from the Iowa AARP, who just returned from Eastern Iowa at one of their listening posts. Great to have you with us, Anthony. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, so just literally got back in the door, another packed house meeting we had over in Cedar Rapids. We were here in Des Moines yesterday, and what we're hearing is really matching up with the findings that we have about some of the top concerns, as you say so well, really the disconnect between where people here are in Iowa and where some of the conversation and the policy pieces in Washington on health care policies. And so we saw that today, that similar concern expressed in our conversations, our meeting today. And unfortunately, the survey that you mentioned that talks about, for instance, allowing older Iowans to be charged up for five times more for health care coverage, the big cuts to Medicaid are not, for instance, the cuts to Medicaid are not just retained in what we're looking at and reviewing through the Senate bill, but they're actually it's actually increased over time, the severity of those Medicaid cuts.
So you have had an opportunity to take a look at briefly, I'm sure.
We're still, again, it just came out today.
I
want to be clear a couple things. I think it's important to remind people before we can talk more about the Senate is the House has acted, and even the Senate bill that came out today is a draft. But it's important to know, you know, it's a draft, so will that change? It's looking like, you know, changing before whatever passes. But even if and when the Senate passes something, that's still only half of Congress.
That's right.
Because the other half of Congress has already acted. So, you know, our conversation today was largely still about, and our survey is absolutely still timely in looking at those provisions on the House, by the way, that many of which are still in the Senate, but even the House itself, as to the degree there's differences between the House version and the Senate bill, you can't dismiss, okay, well, now the House bill's done, right? Because to the degree the Senate makes any changes, you know, the House still has to act. So it's absolutely still important to look at what the House does as well.
All of it is fluid, as they say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are you hearing? And we'll get into the meat of this survey because I think it's important. But what are you hearing at all of these listening posts that you're what are the top two or three things that people are telling you?
I'll tell you one of the most consistent things. One, we talk a lot about what the bill does as it relates to cutting 4 years off of the lifespan of Medicare, the over $800 billion in cuts to Medicaid and how that translates into long-term care in Iowa. The way it goes backwards on trying to, for especially older Iowans, under 65, trying to find health insurance, all those myriad of issues that are absolutely resonant and reflective of where personal needs are. But I will tell you, the other thing is, talking about not just what the bill does, but one of the things that's come up consistently is what the bill does not do. I've had five meetings, and before I can even get to it in the part of the presentation, is someone will ask about prescription drug costs.
Mm-hmm.
Prescription drug costs, we knew that from previous surveys, is absolutely a top-of-mind issue. And unfortunately, it's not something, when you're talking about health care, it's not in this bill. In fact, the only thing that is in the bill, it's actually in our survey, and unfortunately still provision of the Senate bills we looked through it, is tax breaks for drug companies and insurance companies. Again, and it's not drug and insurance companies are important. It's important they provide an important product, but is this really addressing what people are identifying, which is their inability to afford, for instance, prescription drugs, whether you're in Medicare or you're someone under age of 65 who's looking to you know, have their affordable drugs covered through insurance?
We just had a news story on this before we joined you, Anthony, and it looks as if half a dozen U.S. senators, GOP senators, both moderate and conservative, may take a pass on this, and they can only afford to lose two. So it's going to be an interesting time to dive into the weeds on this. Let's get into this survey just for a few minutes, if we can. What did you find out about the age tax? This is something that people have been talking about that there's a, well, this opportunity to charge more to people who are older.
Well, let's start with the fact. The facts are right now, you can be charged three times as much, and let's put this in real terms. A 30-year-old, for every $100 they have to spend on a premium for a set of insurance products, they can right now, a 60-year-old, 55-year-old, 64-year-old, looking for a similar type, a really identical set of product, insurance product, you can be charged $300 for every $100 charged for a 30-year-old. Don't get caught up on the age, but that's what you're allowed to do. And the issue with that is there's already people struggling, as you probably hear, read, and know, as so many listeners as well as yourself see, people are struggling to find affordable health insurance already, especially when you need it before you get turned, you know, Medicare age and become eligible for those Medicare benefits. So this bill heads in the wrong direction by what we really believe is an age tax by saying you can now be charged $500 for every $100 charged for a similar set of products for someone younger. So, you know, that's wrong, and we believe it's heading the wrong direction, and it really gets, it's just one of the many ways why this bill goes in the wrong direction in terms of looking at the underlying issues, which is healthcare costs. And to your point, and we found it was one of the strongest findings in terms of the opposition of Iowans across the spectrum. You've got 83% of Republicans in Iowa who oppose that, 96% of Iowans who think that's the wrong idea, 93% of independents who say this is really the wrong thing to do and absolutely oppose that, charging people over 55 times more than other people for a similar healthcare plan.
We're talking with Anthony Carroll from the AARP Iowa office. What about Medicare cuts? What did you find there?
Yes. Well, as it relates to Medicare, people are concerned about Medicare and the idea of reducing funding for Medicare and the tune of reducing solvency by 4 years for Medicare. That's opposed by 80% of Republicans, 93% of Democrats, and again, 92% of independents who oppose not just cutting solvency for Medicare, but then how would that lead to the potential domino to increasing premiums for current and future beneficiaries? You know, one of the things we get in with this brief here, but, you know, you don't have to tell someone in Medicare that they already have costs right now. I think if you're not in Medicare, you may not realize it, but people spend, for instance, on average, we know across the country, about 17% of their own income on even in Medicare on healthcare costs. So, you know, yes, Medicare helps pay for it. It's a good program. It's a guaranteed set of promises that work. But, you know, people still have cost shares, and you don't have to tell someone in Medicare at that point.
Well, you know, these are some stunning numbers. 82% of Iowa voters age 50-plus oppose charging people with pre-existing conditions. We get into tax breaks for drug and insurance company. 82% of Iowa voters 50-plus. And this wasn't a small segment. This was over 600 individuals.
That's right. It's a, you know, we believe is a pretty scientific sample size. I think if you talk to polling experts, they would agree. It's not a small number. And you know what I'd point out, actually, one of the things I guess I would say not surprised me, but stuck out to me, I'm a policy wonk. I work on policy issues. So Medicaid is one of those things where you never really know, do people totally understand and get the importance of, or for instance, the ability to translate that Medicaid, you're not just talking about, yes, there's kids who get health care coverage based on their income, but really in Iowa, here's an interesting statistic that's not in the survey that I think, come back to the survey, reflects. In Iowa, 45%, that's almost half of what Iowa's Medicaid dollars are spent on people in Medicare. So let me repeat that. Almost half of our Iowa Medicaid dollars go to spending on people who are in Medicare age. And now how does that how does that work? Well, when you're talking about a nursing home care that can cost $10,000 or more a month, over $120,000 a year or more, that adds up pretty quickly whether you've saved up money or not. And those are people, whether you're in your family, you know it well, or friends around you, it's your nursing home care, your assisted living care, your home health care dollars that are quite costly, but yet so absolutely critical that we continue to provide those services. So when you talk about cutting Medicaid to the tune of over $800 billion, I'm pleased to see that, you know, at a minimum, you know, the lowest level is two-thirds of Republicans who oppose it, right? And then that's the low point. Everyone else, 87% of Democrats, 85% of independents say this is the wrong approach looking at Medicaid.
You know, Anthony, looking at this stunning piece of information that was released just today, as a matter of fact, who's for it?
No one. I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't say this. I've now had six meetings, this was our sixth, and no one has approached. I think the best thing is, the closest I've come to it is people pointing out, which we agree, our healthcare system needs improvement. I don't think there's anyone, right, you know, listening on here that say, hey, there's some ways that we can improve our healthcare system, but this takes us in the wrong direction. I'm waiting for someone, from office or just, you know, the public to make the case that this bill takes us in the right direction. Yeah, I've heard the individual health challenges. We get it. People are struggling to pay their health care costs, prescription drug costs. But this bill takes us in the wrong direction by shifting more onto the backs of people who are already struggling to find affordable health insurance, and now you're going to take it in a way where they can't find any affordable options.
Yeah, it is a stunning report, and thank you, Anthony, for spending some time with us. I know you just got back into the office from an Eastern Iowa trip, and I appreciate so much you taking some time to go through some of these study materials. Will this be posted online?
Yes. Yeah, actually, AARP, thank you for asking, AARP.org/IA. It's free and available to the public, as all of our information is.
Yep.
And you know what I'd say is, I'll end on a positive note, I'm a believer. I've worked for AARP Iowa for 12 years. I'm a believer that, you know, calls and contacts to our member, in this case Senate, make a difference. Do you always get the answer you want or agree with you? No, but you don't know unless you try, our power comes from the public raising their voice. So it's still an opportunity to weigh in, improve this bill, and we're really hoping and encouraging that people do so. Contact your member of our Senate, whether Senator Grassley, Senator Ernst, and if you have these concerns, please share them and pass them along.
Thank you so much. Anthony Carroll, ladies and gentlemen, from AARP Iowa. I appreciate you taking the time, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, we've got to back out of here. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Craig Vance. We're going to switch gears. Chris Vance, rather. An incredible switch of gears. He is the artist that has been asked to do the 20th annual Des Moines Arts Festival poster. We'll talk with him next on the Business News Hour.
Just because you were cut in a line, sure your timing could be better. You know your parents come for dinner. Hey, I didn't mean to stress you out by putting so much on.